This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
CH Saturday, we are back, of course, here with the John Cirino, Joe Jr. tandem out of a boxing ring, thank goodness. I thought Joe Jr. was going to get knocked out this past week myself. I'm Mike Lindsley, of course. CH Saturday is brought to you by CH Insurance. Always in your corner, every day, every way. Log on to chinsurance.cc. Don't forget, of course, about the business side of things, commercial business. They can help you out like that. Joe Jr., John Cirino, guys, how are you?
Great, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Hats off last week. David Graham, great show. Or was that 2 weeks ago?
Last weekend.
Yeah, it was a great show. David, yeah, he knocked it out of the park, man. A lot of really awesome information in there, too.
Good. Yep. Behind the curtain stuff. I loved it.
Exactly right. So speaking of, but we got him inside the curtain today is John Cirino, no Blair Witch Project. And we're going to throw it to you, brother. You're hitting lead off with workers' comp, man. What a time to know about this, right, John?
Oh, absolutely. Hot off the press. Indications are that workers' comp rates will be taking another drop across the board. No specific industry, just in general. The state has basically made the recommendation or made the proposal to the Department of Financial Services, and they're going to be, you know, making a decision. And if they do go forward with it, it will take place or effect in October of 24. And it could positively impact your workers' compensation policy premium. So, you know, now's a good time to take a look at that and see how it could impact. We can take a look at all the different class codes that you may have on your policy, let you know what the base rates are, what they may be going up to or down to. And certainly, you know, by all means, provide you with a very competitive quote from either from another carrier or stay possibly within the carrier that you are, but maybe find some savings.
All right. And then Joe, we've got thanks, John. We got a kind of a 1-2 punch topic today in terms of the CH Insurance small business and the relationships that you guys have here. And it was a heck of a week as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks, Mike and John. Great job. I think back to comp, this could be the third straight year that the state has helped businesses with relief. So that's a good thing, Mike.
Yeah.
And it impacts every business, not just a small business. So manufacturing, trucking, nonprofits. So it's good news, and, you know, follow us and we'll keep you educated on that piece. But we're coming off of National Small Business Week, Mike. You heard me talk about it a little bit the past week.
Yep.
You know, small business is big business to CH and John and our team. I mean, we love to take care of small business, okay? So many agencies and brokers out there might candidly run away, okay? It's tedious, but they need the same love and attention to a big company. And we bring that them to here at CH Insurance. We recently just started a small business in-house division for small business because it's still takes applications and underwriting and, you know, a lot of patience, and hats off to our team. You're going to hear more about that, but, you know, they have a lot of questions and they need the love and attention to detail as it resolves around insurance. And we want to give that to them. And we're going to grow here, Mike, with, you heard about Micron, we got Amazon, all the development that's happening it's coming to Central New York, and we got to be ready. And hats off to, you know, the mayor, county executive Ryan McMahon, Center State CEO, for all they're doing. We need to get ready for this wave, I think, that's here, but will be coming in the future. And we've got all the great carriers to help small business owners, help them with their insurance programs. And we're ready and want you to call us.
Yeah, that's a good point, though, Joe. You're right. I mean, you know, with those companies coming into town, or, you know, or will be, like for Micron, for example, there's going to be a lot of small businesses starting up, small restaurants, small artisans, contractors, those types of businesses. You know, it's tough enough being in that industry in today's economy, with supply chain issues and the cost of material rising. You know, you got to get some savings somewhere. So look at your work, look at your, not just workers' compensation, but look at your overall policy, your insurance policies.
Yeah, no doubt.
So Mike, I got a question for you, and we'll turn it back to you. Who do you think, when you start a business, Mike, like you or anybody, you know, who are the five most important people or professionals that you should surround yourself as a small business owner? I'm going to put a test to you.
Inside your company?
Yep. Starting a small business today. Who are the five most important people, or I'll call it that team, that you need to make it happen?
Advocates. Who are the five important advocates do you need?
Well, I mean, obviously you need somebody to run it, right? So you right. got to have the, I don't know, you guys have all your important titles over there at CA. So I don't want to make anybody mad, but you know, you got to have somebody to run it. So whether that's president, owner, CEO, whatever the case may be, I think leadership starts at the top. You know, I think from there, you know, you got to have a couple of, I would say almost like a GM type, to be there. And I think yep. a couple of people, you know, to run kind of the baseline grassroots part of it. And then probably a middleman kind of thing, you know, in terms of what your business is, if you're running it to make money, you got to obviously have a couple of guys who are salespeople, and you got to have a marketer. So to me, that might be the four. Maybe I went six there a little bit, but to me, head to toe, depending on what business you are, I would think it's got to be kind of pillared from the top.
So let me rephrase the question. What four or five external partners would you seek advice from when you're starting a new business?
Oh, you mean insurance?
Yeah. Well, that's one. Insurance and agent. Yeah, it's one.
Yeah, I mean, insurance, partners, you know, hit me. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of coming up.
All right. So we're
go ahead, Joe. You love this.
We're putting
you
on the spot.
You share it.
The most important one, Michael, starting a small business, is your spouse or significant other to have the patience for the grind that we have to go through. That's one. But not in any order. You need the great accountant, outside CPA, to help you with the books. You need legal advice, a lawyer. Okay. If you need funds, you need the best bank in town. You know, four would be technology. You have to protect that business. And that's where John and our team comes in. So we think it's so important to have those types of people surrounding you. And in Central New York, we want to be the insurance piece for that small business owner, and not only be in your corner, but hit you up through the maze of insurance as the business grows and expands and questions happen. And that's what's so important. And hats off to Central New York for the amount of small business, the downtown committee, all the great work they do, John, down here. And, you know, we're just ready and ready to assist when people need that.
Got to have a mascot as well. All right, let's get to the, you need the PGA Championship talk here as well. And then we'll circle back, as we always do, here on a CH Saturday. Log on to chinsurance.cc for more information of what we've talked about here in the previous just under 9 minutes. All right, Scottie Scheffler, who knows if the baby's coming? I feel like it's been 3 or 4 months.
Oh my God.
Brooks Koepka defending this place, O'Kill from last year. And as we know, you can just get out there, and any day a golfer has a great day, great 4 days, awful day, awful 4 days. It's hard for me to not pick Scottie Scheffler tee to green, But again, everybody's out there. I know that we've got the Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. My eyes are on that because I've been to that tournament twice. I don't know, guys. I mean, it's an open game here. I've got one for you. I have a new one that I didn't pick to win a major in the beginning of the year. I think Colin Morikawa is going to go to Valhalla and win it.
Good call. Good call. Yeah,
that's a good call.
Morikawa could be Rory. I love Scotty.
I tell you, Rory, I think, is starting to peak, and he's playing a great game or right now at Wells Fargo that is, and look out for him, at Max Homa.
Well, he played great at the Masters. I mean, he had a tremendous 3.5 days until the back nine, like a lot of those guys got into trouble. Maybe it wasn't the trusting his swing thing or whatever else. I mean, and he's a really confident, loose guy no matter what. And he's talked about that a lot. I hear him all the time on Pardon My Take. So Max is a good pick. And again, he's one of these guys in a group. And you guys know this. They're out there. There's tons of them who are so ready to break to win that first one that shows you how hard it is to just get that one. And then it's harder to get a second and a third and a fourth. That's why all these guys, man, Nicholas, Tiger on down, who have got anywhere between, 2 and 18, it's almost mind-boggling to think about winning a bunch of those majors because it's so hard.
Memory bank.
Yep.
So, Michael, memory bank. Valhalla feels like yesterday. Yeah. Tiger and Bob May. That's what year point. Was that? It feels like yesterday.
2000. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that was 2000 when Bob May was about to win it, right? And Tiger had to make that putt. And he makes that double breaker. And he's walking. And he did that little point thing. And then he walked to the thing. And you were like, it's all good. And that was in the time frame of the Tiger Slam when he won 4 in a row. And we talked about this a month ago or so about your dad going to the 2001 Masters. So think about this. Yes. He wins at Valhalla. Then I'm pretty sure that was 2000. Then he wins the Open Championship because remember, it was before Valhalla, he won the Open at St. Andrews because it was back when the calendar was like that. So it went Masters, U.S. Open, Open Championship, PGA Championship. Now we know the PGA is in May. So he wins the Open, then he wins Valhalla, and then he goes with the pressure to win the Tiger Slam and wins the Masters. Think about how hard it is for Rory to complete the Grand Slam, and Tiger just waltzed into Augusta and won it like that after that putt. So it was an amazing time, by the way, and the Tiger thing kind of hurts me because I love the guy. He's on my Mount Rushmore of my lifetime sports. But I will tell you this, that when you go out there and you look at a legend and you've got him in front of you, just watch and cherish it because it goes like that, just like everything else. And the guy's pretty much at the end right now. And it was a time where you said, there's no way he can top that. And then he makes a putt like that, Joe. And you're like, there's no way he can top that. And then he wins the Masters. And there's no way he can top that. And then he does it again and again and again. And that's just
did it in 08.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, on one leg against Rocco. Yeah, on Monday. He won it on one leg against Rocco Mediate. So that was the U.S. Open. But he's a legend. That's all there is to it.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
I can't wait for the PGA. Yeah. Can't wait. All right.
It's a great time.
What's that?
It was a great time of the year now, buddy.
It really is. And things kind of die down a little bit, too, until we get back into the full part. So I could kind of take a breath from all the stuff happening round the clock. You guys are always round the clock at CH Insurance. Final 30 seconds or so here, Joe, for a thought.
Go ahead, Joey.
Well, I just want to say to all the mothers out there, Happy Mother's Day on behalf of, myself, John, all of CH Insurance. We are in your corner. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, man. I'm going to end it with that. I can't beat that.
Yeah, me either, except for I have to say the website one more time or else I'll get crushed on the back end by Joe. CHinsurance.cc, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Remember, high-end commercial business help for you at CHinsurance.cc. It's a CH Saturday. Gentlemen, enjoy your weekend, and thank you so much for the support of a small business, the ML Sports Platter. Thanks, guys.
You too, Mike. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.